Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Ministering Music Monday, and we're going to have a splash of a time. It is September the 5th, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and I do have my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rub is Steve Gum. Listen. All right, baby. Come on, Kara. Kara got a special announcement. Come on, baby. Come on, Kara. Take your time, but not really, because we on the time schedule. Come on, baby. On over here to the internet, but come on, baby. Steve Gum. Steve will be at Cranberry Liquors, every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Horace Park, Massachusetts. 555 Main Street, Horace Park, Massachusetts. 555 Main Street, that's Cranberry Liquors, from 5 to 7 every Wednesday night. Thank you, Carol. That's so sweet. Thank you, babe. Thank you for the announcement. Yes, Steve Gunn will be at Cranberry Liquors every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. if you are in the Massachusetts area. Listen, I got a special artist on tonight, a special musical salute. Independent artist Kelvin Bonner. And who's going to be listening to this music? Yes, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Let me tell you a little bit about Minister Kevin Bonner. Kevin is an ordained minister, a multi-talented vocalist and writer who is making faith-based contemporary Christian and gospel music. He was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and raised in Mobile, Alabama, before moving to Oklahoma, where he has been based since 1997. He's a talented lyricist. Music is one vehicle by which he expresses his faith. He hopes to draw from decades of experience and service in his community and local church to spread faith, hope, and encouragement to a broader audience through his music. Kevin released his debut single entitled Have Your Faith. Have Your Faith in February 2022. And follow-up is Philippians 4:13, which you're going to hear momentarily. For Philippians 4:13, his EP released this September in commemoration of his significant milestone in his faith journey. Now listen, I listened to the music and it is phenomenal. Okay, it is fantastic. And yes, this is Philippians 4:13. Take a listen.
This life is filled with ups and downs. And sometimes there is no joy to be found.
Everything is gonna be alright. Walk by.
keep holding on, keep holding on.
Amen. 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 Listen, that is Philippians 4:13 by independent artist Kelvin Bonner. Listen, we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. Let me tell you something. I'm always got a life blessing. Yes, yes, yes. I am a trained, licensed life coach by Monique Carradine. This was a long time ago. I was trained and taught by Monique Carradine, who was a journalist and reporter for Fox 13 News in the winter. Sit down. Listen, let me tell you something. We can't do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Let me tell you something. If you don't have Christ, if you're not walking with the King, not walking with Him, let me tell you something. You need to cross the street real fast. Let me tell you, there are two lanes. There is a left lane and there is a right lane. And, of course, King Jesus is in the right lane. If you're walking on the left side in the left lane, you need to cross the street real fast. Listen, let me tell you something. See, those sometimes individuals, those who are not walking with Him, they think they can do everything within their own strength. But let me tell you, you are sadly mistaken. Let me tell you something. The days are coming ahead where it's going to be very, very challenging. You think it's challenging now? We have not seen anything in this world. I am telling you, listen, the Bible is fulfilling itself every day, day by day. Let me tell you something. There is a lot that's going on. People are being challenged. And those, yeah, I'm telling you, have you seen, have you noticed in the news and on the internet, a lot of people is going through a lot of different things. Of course, I don't have to tell you that. You know that by your own self. I saw something really disturbing. I think it was yesterday. On MSN, the CFO of Bed and Bath. Now, we've seen a lot of people losing their lives through mental challenges and different things that they've done. Now, listen, this individual, I cannot recall his name right off the top of my head right now, but it was the CFO. It was the chief financial officer of Bed and Beyond. Y'all know the store, Bed and Bath. But he jumped from the window, and he plunged to his death. Now, listen, he had did something horrific. He did something horrific. I don't understand people that steal and do all these terrible things. You know there is a penalty to crime. You know there's a penalty. There is a penalty. So now listen, I didn't go off track. I'm still talking about doing all things through Christ to strengthen us. And what I'm talking about is the people that's in the left lane. See, you know he was in the left lane to be stealing. What he did, I think it had to do with stocks. He had been doing a dump of stocks, and he acquired millions of dollars. I don't know what that exact amount was, but it was millions of dollars. But listen, they caught up with him, so he decided he would just go ahead and plunge to his death instead of going to jail, because you know that's where he was going. A CFO. Now, why would you need to do that? Why would you need to do it? So listen, when you're walking with Jesus Christ, even when you're walking in the right lane, sometimes individuals still will make the wrong decisions. But I will hope to God that nobody that's walking with the Lord Jesus Christ will make decisions like that when it comes to stealing money. Now, listen, let me tell you something. Now, the point of this is when you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and whatever you're going through in this lifetime, walking with Him will make it so much better, and you will be able, right? He gives you strength. He's going to give you strength to get through whatever you're going through. Understand me? And so, listen. There's going to be a challenge. There's going to be some type of challenges going on. And, honey, when you're by yourself, it can look real ugly, real crazy, and it's like a monster. Y'all remember the Cookie Monster? Remember the Cookie Monster? You know, this is just an example. Remember the Cookie Monster on, I think it was Sesame Street, and he would eat up all the cookies, and he was real big and huge and wild looking, and he would eat all the cookies. Now, the people on the left side of the street is just like the Cookie Monster. All they're doing, they're having troubles and troubles and troubles. And what are they doing? They're the Cookie Monster. All they're doing is eating all the cookies to help, you know, get rid of the pain. That's not going to get rid of the pain. So don't be looked like the Cookie Monster. Don't be like the Cookie Monster. Just sit there and eat all the cookies, because it's not going to help you. So what you got to do is cross the street, get in the right lane, and get in your word. Eat the word of God. The word of God, the word of God is going to strengthen you and help you to get through whatever you're going through. So listen. That's my life lesson for today. So thank you for that, Mr. Kelvin Bonner. And I have another song by him, which is Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. This is a good one as well. Hallelujah. Did you guys know there's a lot of different weapons. There's a lot of different weapons when it comes to the army, when it comes to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. God gives us all kind of weapons, you know, to advance, to charge in the kingdom, right? The violence taken by force. We got to charge, right? And so we charge with the word of God. We charge with praise. You hear me? So listen, this one is called Hallelujah. And the highest praise that you can give to God is Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because what? He is the King. He is the King of glory. Now listen, let's get into this. This is Hallelujah.
You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. I will bless your name at all times. From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, your presence is the reason I proclaim.
Hallelujah. The highest hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. So that was some great, great, that's great praise and worship music. Hallelujah. And Philippians 4:13. That is by independent artist Kevin Bonner, who is also an ordained minister. I'm going to have some music from him again on tomorrow. This has been fantastic. It's been a stone cold blast. I am pretty much out of time, but guess what? Great people, I get to come back and do it all over again. Yes, later on today, we'll be doing it all over again, playing some great music by independent artists. Yes. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.